ABC Radio Australia.
PNG's former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill was just one of more than 350 Papua New Guineans who've been stuck in Australia since March when borders shut very quickly. But there's been the promise of a repatriation flight for weeks, but confusion and anxiety has been growing for many of those who are still stranded. There are conflicting messages about who's responsible for paying for the mandatory two-week quarantine that returning citizens are being required to do. Bethany Harriman has this report from Port Moresby.
It's been an anxious few weeks for Port Moresby father Manu Bobola.
I just need my son back. When I can beat him, when I come back to Port Moresby, I need my son back.
His son, 20-year-old Ezra Bobola, graduated from the University of Canberra in April with a degree in business informatics. He had been away from home for 3 years. The family had planned for Ezra to return home to PNG when his studies were finished. They'd paid for plane tickets, but incoming flights to PNG were banned by the government in late March, when the country confirmed its first COVID-19 case. Manu Bobola says his son has been working his part-time job at a fast food outlet in order to survive, but money is fast running out because his hours were also cut.
He's actually a part-time employee right now. He's actually paying for his own accommodation, but he needs to come back. I'm finishing some school here. He needs to come back to PNG.
His family have been paying for Ezra's weekly rent, which is becoming increasingly challenging because his father, Manu, has also been struggling to get work as a consultant during the lockdown in Port Moresby. PNG's national airline, Air New Guinea, has been selling tickets for flights from the Australian cities of Cairns and Brisbane, but it's not so straightforward. In a statement to the ABC, Air New Guinea said the passengers require specific approval from PNG's emergency controller to be allowed home. It also said passengers need to have evidence of 14-day hotel accommodation at an approved quarantine hotel to be able to check in, which is what Manu Bobola says he's also been advised.
I mean, I can report 4,760 kina, but I don't make 4,760 kina weekly. That's money that's hard to come by. You can't just put one spot and then set the condition as such that you show receipt of purchase of the quarantine facility before you are allowed to purchase ticket.
But the PNG government says it will cover the cost of quarantine. The National COVID-19 Office has told the ABC that it will only cover genuine PNG citizens, those who have gone for holidays or medical purposes, for example. But it hasn't specified what will happen to university students like Ezra. The PNG government has also been promising for weeks that it would coordinate repatriation flights for citizens stranded in Australia, as it has done recently for a small number in the Philippines and Japan.
We are determined as a country to ensure that we take responsibility to bring in our citizens. We can't expect other countries to play that role for us. As Foreign Minister, I've been insisting on the Prime Minister and the Cabinet that we have to do our bit to make sure that our citizens return to our country.
But so far, only a few dozen have been able to return home. More than 300 are still stuck, including Grace Nugi, who's found the government's mixed messaging and delays stressful. She's a doctorate student at the University of Queensland and has wanted to return home since her mother died in late March.
It was begun by a control, so just trying our best to keep a positive mind.
Grace is on an Australian government-funded sponsorship, and she is now turning to them to help foot her quarantine bill just so she can secure a spot on a flight.
I'm relying on the Australian government to get me home, and that's something I'm not very proud of as a Papua New Guinean.